he's feeling really short.
I know.
Okay. Good.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the afternoon session of the Portland City Council on Wednesday, May 10th, 2017.
I'm going to shorten my script. Everybody, please respect everybody else. Name for the record. If you come up to testify, please no interruptions or disruptions. If you disrupt testimony or council deliberations, I'll have to ask you to stop. And if I have to ask you twice, you're probably going to be asked to leave. And if you don't leave after you've been asked, you're probably subject to arrest for trespassing. Nobody wants that, so let's all just behave. We had three items that have time sensitivity to them that we did not complete this morning, so we're going to go ahead and do that. Carla, could you please call the roll?
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman. Udaly.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. And I believe Commissioner Saltzman will be here. His stuff is all here. First item, 474, please call it.
Accept bid of Duke Construction and Excavation, LLC, for the Argay Park Tennis Court Improvements Project for $581,193.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, everybody, for your patience in coming back after the lunch break and waiting all morning. I'm going to introduce Lauren. No, actually, I'm not going to introduce this. I'm just going to say, please carry on.
Hello, Mayor Wheeler and members of council. My name is Lauren McGuire. I'm the Parks Development Program Manager for Portland Parks and Recreation. With me is Larry Platt from Procurement and Joel Hutchinson, the project manager for the park we're talking about. We're here today to accept a bid from Duke Construction for the Argay Park Tennis Court Project for $581,192. Argay Park is located at Northeast 141st Avenue and Failing Street. The project is part of the 2014 bond program that was generously passed by voters who approved the $68 million bond measure to address critical park needs without increasing tax rates. The bond funding that goes towards parks' urgent needs includes repair in failing playgrounds, trails and bridges, pools, facilities to protect workers, Pioneer Courthouse Square, accessibility improvements, restroom improvements, and other urgent safety improvements. This particular project falls into the restroom and other category, which is to fix and replace restroom and other urgent repairs, such as our tennis courts. So here's the four Argay tennis court image. We're here talking about the tennis courts and the improvements that we're going to do to those tennis courts. The tennis courts improvements include replacing the tennis court subgrade and playing surface, replacing the lighting, fencing, and net stanchions and player benches. And we're also going to remove more than 30 invasive holly trees, which obstruct sightline from the street and support undesirable behavior in the park. And we're going to be replacing that with a landscape design that follows the principles of crime prevention through environmental design. We're also going to be removing some of the accessibility barriers by constructing new ADA-compliant pathways to the tennis court and installing new ADA-compliant drinking fountains near the tennis court. The 2014 bond funding will be paying for all these improvements. These original courts were constructed in 1974, more than 40 years ago, and that they're now in pretty poor condition and not really playable. To show you a little more detail of the improvements that are happening, the slide illustrates some of the ways we'll be addressing them. The red rectangle shows the tennis courts. The blue circle shows where the holly trees are being removed and replaced with new deciduous trees in a different arrangement. And the yellow rectangle shows pathway improvements being made to increase accessibility to the tennis courts. The purple dot here shows the location of the new ADA-compliant drinking fountain. The timeline for the Argay Park Tennis Courts improvements is as follows. The design and construction drawings have been completed with the assistance of Harper Hoff, Peterson, and Regalis, and we've also talked to the Argay Neighborhood Association. Permit drawings have been approved by the Bureau of Development Services, and now we're here requesting council approval to accept the bid for construction. We anticipate this will start this summer, and we hope to finish it this year. Some of the projects in the bond going forward are listed here. You can see the projects under construction and the upcoming construction as well. So, Larry, would you like to take it from there?
I'm
Good afternoon. I'm Larry Palat for Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Duke Construction and Excavation for the Argay Park Tennis Court project. The engineer's estimate on this project was $500,000 with a confidence level of medium. On March 23, 2017, three bids were received, and Duke Construction is the low bidder at $581,192.73, which is 16.24% over the estimate. Portland Parks Recreation conducted a bid analysis and determined that the bid items came in higher due to the current labor, primarily due to the current labor demand in the commercial construction market. The city put forward an aspirational goal for disadvantaged minority women and emerging small business subcontractor and supplier utilization at 20% of the hard construction costs. Duke Construction identified four divisions of work for the DMW ESB participation, with subcontracting participation at 27.4%, with work being performed in concrete, paving, landscaping, and fencing. Duke Construction and Excavation is a state-certified emerging small business, so the combined prime and subcontractor participation on this project is 73%, which is very good.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I have two questions. What's the surface of the tennis court?
Bill,
it's 8 inches of aggregate base and then 3 inches of asphalt, and there's an acrylic top surface.
So what would you compare that to within our system?
I'm not sure I understand the question. What I compare
so
it
we
to.
Have different kinds of tennis courts in our system. What would be an example of another tennis court that has a similar set of specifications?
Berkeley Tennis Court in Southeast Portland is the court that we modeled this one after.
And this says you're also replacing the lighting?
Yes.
So what I'm just curious, what are the hours of operation with the lights?
The lights operate from dusk until 10 p.m.
Until 10 p.m. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
And those tennis courts in Berkeley, that's the Alex Ravello tennis courts, right?
I'm sorry?
That's the Alex Ravello tennis courts,
yes,
in Berkeley,
right.
Park.
Yes, they are.
Berkeley Park,
that's
sorry.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Great. Any further questions? Any public testimony on this item?
No one signed
please
up.
Call
I move the procurement report.
Yep.
Second.
Motion, Commissioner Fish. Second, Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll.
Fish?
I'm delighted you're upgrading some tennis courts. Believe it or not, I used to be a pretty good tennis player, but I hung up my racket a long time ago. But these kinds of courts are just another amenity that we offer the public, and I'm glad that the bond was able to fund this. Aye.
Fritz.
Glad to be able to provide this improvements in one of our few parks in East Portland. This is one of the few that was actually eligible for the Fix Our Parks money on account of how it actually has tennis courts, but they're not currently playable. So thank you all for your work, and thank you again to the voters for approving the tax. Aye.
Wheeler.
Thank you for bringing this forward, and the pictures speak 1,000 words. I will vote aye. Commissioner Udaly is here.
Udaly?
Aye.
All right. The contract, the bid is accepted, and